Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
Where are you, Rita? She stepped out. I don't blame her.
They should go after these weapons of war.
Democrats like to say that no one needs an AR-15 for self-defense.
Because I fought for you, they came after me.
Those are all exclusively between Representative Dean Plocker and myself.
There seems to be a discrepancy. You knew why he was leaving as opposed to what your office shared with us.
I don't know anything about this video.
Larry the Downing Street cat at the moment would be a better prime minister.
Yeah, and you have to think what's going on over in England right now. They've ousted the prime minister, Boris Johnson. I've still not seen the official announcement yet, Carl Middleman, but we were told that he's stepping down. Might hold the office for a couple more months, but he's going to step away.
We have a TV screen that has seven different networks on it, and four of them keep showing the door at 10 Downing Street. They just keep going back to that door,
waiting for him to walk out,
expecting anything,
waiting for the moving truck to pull up in front.
And it's noon over there,
or for the cat to come out.
Yes,
you notice the White House always has a dog, but Downing Street has a cat.
Well, that's why we broke away from them.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, that's a great point. Hey, we got a lot coming up for you today. We will talk to one of the people challenging in Congressional District 2 this morning. Tony Salvatore is going to join us here in studio next hour to find out why he thinks you should choose him to replace Ann Wagner up in Congress. Also, we're going to talk to my friend Keith Hauser. He has invited me on a very special trip next week that I've always wanted to do this. I've watched from a distance for years, and next week I get to take part in one of the honor flights to Washington, D.C. with the group of veterans who will go back and visit the memorials there to the conflicts that they fought in. And it's an early morning, which I do every day anyway. They'll get out at Lambert about 3 in the morning. The flight leaves around 5:30. They get to Washington, D.C., spend the whole day, have lunch, end up having dinner, and they get back about 8 o'clock at night. So I get to take part in that, and Keith's going to join us. He's president of the Patriot Training Foundation to talk more about that and how you can support it. If you want to help make these trips possible for these veterans, that'll be about 7:45 this morning. We're going to get to all of that for you here. Hey, a couple of updates and to stories that we've talked about. Number one, this story in Highland Park. We now know that this kid, Cremo kid, had multiple weapons. How did he get them? Well, his father apparently signed off on it, despite all of the red flags that went on in this situation.
Didn't he say he was going to kill his father, too?
At some point, he threatened to kill his family with knives, and they took those away from them, then gave them back to him. And apparently, he went and got some mental health help of some sort. But none of this was in the record. None of this was examined by the Illinois state police when they were doing a background check for his FOID card. None of that was part of the conversation here. Now, do red flag laws work? I mean, I think you legitimately have to look at that these days and wonder about that. I forgot until I read it again yesterday that I knew the name Highland Park was in right. the back of my brain somewhere, and I forgot why. Because we covered it when they instituted a ban on semi-automatic rifles, AR-15s. Supposedly, they're banned in that city. And I remember the Illinois Rifle Association went to court and tried to get that overturned. And they failed to get that overturned, if I remember correctly. So believe it or not, somebody actually defied the law in order to commit a crime.
Wow.
It's shocking.
They should outlaw that.
I think they should outlaw that, Sean. I really do. So we now know that in addition to all of the other things he was violating, including, that pesky law against murdering innocent people, he also violated their ban on these weapons. Like, there should be a force field around Highland Park, Illinois, where, that would prevent a criminal from coming. They should have put a sign up somewhere on the edge of town that said gun-free zone. Because that certainly would have stopped this maniac who chose to take a weapon and kill people. So then this story comes out. Richmond, Virginia police, say they got a tip that helped them thwart a planned mass shooting on the 4th of July by two non-American citizens. I saw this story in the Gateway Pundit, and then I saw it in the mainstream media as well. The Hill was reporting on it as well. They've arrested Julio Alvarado Dubon with being a non-U.S. citizen in possession of a firearm. A second suspect, Roman Balacarcel, or Carcel, I don't know how it's pronounced, was surveilled by police throughout the holiday weekend and arrested and charged with the same count. They were found to be in possession of three firearms and 223 rounds of ammunition and were planning to do something similar at a parade. But in this case, and I'm sure they're going to a great length to protect the identity of whoever overheard this, somebody overheard a conversation between the two of them who were roommates indicating they intended to commit a mass shooting. And when officers arrived at the residence, they said there was evidence in plain view backing up what the tipster had told them. So, see something, say something in this particular case. But in too many of these cases, in Uvalde, in Buffalo, and now in Highland Park, you've got people who were putting up all kinds of red flags on social media and otherwise, including to their own family, who did nothing. And until something changes there, you don't have a chance to stop maniacs intent on committing murders. They could stop all the murders in the city of St. Louis if the police just knew in advance it was going to happen. Criminals don't tend to project that very often. So the answer needs to be to take weapons away from people who committed no crimes. That's the problem that we have here, and that's why the law they passed basically accomplished nothing. Oh, it's the greatest progression in gun legislation, gun control legislation in 40 years.
The bottom line is you have to have better people earlier in life. These people had to have been found to be out of bounds earlier in life, and let's get them on the straight and narrow. Let's get them back to where they need to be. And that has to be identified in schools, by family. I use that word, resources have to be available to do that. But yeah, these should have not been those kind of people.
But the mental health system is not designed to address these problems. And that's what's got to change. And nothing in the law that just passed is going to fix that immediately. You've got to have a system where you can take people and place them and get them the help they need. We all want them to get the help they need.
Get them back on the rails.
But the fact that they received that help has got to be part of the equation when considering whether or not they should be able to go out and pass a background check.
And besides just mass shootings, just living a decent, productive life. I mean, that's what everybody wants, or everybody should want. And yeah, and too often earlier in life that they go off the rails and they're not given the opportunity to be put back on the rails.
Well, at least until it's been adjudicated, right? Because I'm a firm believer they shouldn't be able to do these things, abridging people's rights, but it should be until they're adjudicated in a court of law.
You can be eccentric, yes.
Yeah, thank you very much. That's a good point, and I appreciate that. All right, quick break here. 314-241-9797. We're going to talk to Mark Krikorian coming up at the bottom of the hour about why whatever you've seen at the border, however bad you think it is, it's about to get a lot worse. We're going to talk to Mark about that. And did you see this case? You talk about our problems with Kim Gardner locally. They got an even bigger idiot in New York City. We're going to talk about that when we come back.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah, let's talk about high-capacity magazines. Let's talk about zeroing in on the type of weapons and these magazines that are designed only for one thing, Joe, and you've talked about it over and over again, that's to kill people quickly. To kill people quickly. Now, if you have a home intruder, you don't need to fire 70 rounds. Snipers fire 70 rounds if they want to commit mass slaughter.
Did you know snipers fire 70 rounds when they want to commit mass slaughter?
I haven't read the book on how to be a sniper, so I did not know that.
So apparently, Claire McCaskill is now an expert in home defense when her security team's not around, apparently. Almost like Joe Biden.
Said, Jill, if there's ever a problem, just walk out on the balcony here, or walk out, put that double barrel shotgun and fire two blasts outside the house.
Worst firearm handling advice in the history of mankind from Joe Biden. Sticking a gun out the window and shooting without looking to see who's out there first.
Or who's behind them.
Thank you. And then shooting the only two rounds that you have, right? Your two shells that you have in the shotgun. And then you're out of ammo.
Right.
Until you can break the thing down and reload and then hopefully protect yourself. This is the nonsense of the left. Claire McCaskill, once again, who used to come back to Missouri and run as some moderate, middle-of-the-road Democrat, you see what she's doing now. She's a member of the extreme left, just like we all knew all along. And just as I was playing that soundbite from Claire Bear, who was on MSNBC, where she's gets well-paid, I'm sure, to be a commentator, I look up at the TV screen in here. Who do I see? John Danforth running millions of dollars in ads to try to thwart Republicans from taking back control of the United States Senate. So Claire and John are on the same page. Imagine that. Both former senators from the state of Missouri.
Oh, Ms. McCaskill should know that, by the way, snipers fire one, maybe two shots.
Right. Yeah. Military snipers. Yeah. My guess is, after hearing the bite several times, maybe she's referring to the guy on the roof
up in
Highland Park. But how many rounds I have in my particular selected firearm are none of Claire McCaskill's business. Like the shooting in Akron this week, where they've had riots in the streets up there and all of that. You know what the lead story was? The guy's body had 60 rounds in it. Well, I did the math. There were 8 police officers firing at him. If they each had 10 round magazines, which they probably had higher capacity than that, that means 20 of the shots missed. The police officers are trained in the academy to shoot until you eliminate the threat. They're not trained to shoot them in the knee and let them fall down where they might still be able to continue firing back at you. They're trained to eliminate the threat. The number of shots fired into the guy's body is irrelevant. The question now is, was it a legitimate shooting? There's video evidence of the guy firing at them from the car he was running in before he got out of the car and took off on foot. So those police officers had every reason to believe he was armed. And had he surrendered, he'd be alive today. But he chose to take off running, and when he turned back around at the officers, they saw a motion of him reaching for something, and they assumed the worst.
Bottom line, don't shoot at the cops.
Thank you. Ultimately, they may be found to have not fired appropriately. I don't know, but my point is the number of shots fired are irrelevant, and Claire McCaskill has no business telling me how many rounds my handgun can contain or my rifle. None of her business. As long as I'm using it legally, none of her business. Hey, coming up, we'll talk to Mark Krikorian about why the border situation's getting worse.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
And perhaps quite a few who will also be disappointed. And I want you to know how sad I am to be giving up the best job in the world.
Boris Johnson, just a few minutes ago, announcing his resignation as prime minister, and I guess he'll stay on briefly till they can organize a new government over there. But a bunch of his ministers resigned, and they sort of forced his hand. He thinks it's because he was too effective. What I would point out was that sort of what powered him to office was Brexit, and at its heart, Brexit was about sovereignty of the nation, and people got sick of the European Union open border policy, which allowed people to flood into their society, right? And look at the problem we've got on the southern border. How fitting we have Mark Krikorian on the phone from the Center for Immigration Studies. Mark, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
Yeah, the whole Brexit situation led to a change of government over there. We've got a real mess on our southern border right now.
Yeah, we do indeed. Now, our system is different, so we can't force the president out. And frankly, if we did, we'd end up with a vice president, which would be, you know, jumping from the frying pan into the fire, given who she is. But the results, I think, are going to be similar in the sense that this November, in a few 4 months from now, whatever it is, there's going to be a real repudiation of the Democrats by the voters. And that's not all immigration. That's also, you know, gas prices and everything else. I mean, just the general incompetence of the administration. But clearly, the disaster at the border is going to be part of the repudiation by voters of this administration and of the Democratic majority in Congress. And then, you know, we'll have another chance in 2024 to give our opinion about these.
Yeah, very true. And part of a letter to the editor that you published this week is that you no longer hear the president say, and you no longer hear even anybody from the White House or, I guess, the vice president, who's technically in charge of border security now, even though she's only been there once, I think, that this is no longer, they no longer even try to pretend it's just a seasonal surge.
Right. You remember when the president said that early on, that, you know, this happens every year. It's no big deal. You know, it's come on, man. You know, the usual nonsense from the president. But in May, we had the highest number of illegal alien, what they call encounters. That's the PC term now instead of arrests. The highest number of any month ever. And last month, it might have gone down a little bit, but it's still at, you know, 200,000 and up illegal immigrants caught each month at the border. And it's not so much caught because a lot of them, maybe half of them, just turn themselves in. They flag down the Border Patrol because they know they're going to be let go. And so all that does is encourage more people. In fact, it's so ridiculous. One of our people went down to the Yuma area, or Yuma, Arizona,
yes,
border. There's a place there. They have chairs set up with water bottles for illegal aliens who come across so that they can comfortably wait for the Border Patrol to come and pick them up. It's like a welcome wagon is what it's turned into, the Border Patrol, instead of actually, and you know, law enforcement to keep illegal aliens from sneaking across the border.
Yeah, I've been to the Yuma sector myself. It's pretty amazing. It was pretty wide open when I was there. I imagine it's still very much the same today. And we got no help from the United States Supreme Court this past week. They let the Remain in Mexico policy go away. Title 42 is probably likely to end if it hasn't ended already. You'll know the answer to that. So this is about to get a whole lot worse, as bad as it already is.
Yeah, the Remain in Mexico program was phenomenally successful when Trump put it into effect. The whole point of it was, don't just let people go into the United States when they're illegal aliens who are claiming asylum, which is just a dodge. Make them wait in Mexico, which the law provides for, until their hearing date. And then you'd bring them in temporarily. They have the hearing. And then when they got turned down, you just send them back out. So it really worked. Under Biden, he froze it on the first day and has tried to get rid of it. Yes, this, a lower court judge made him keep it in place. The Supreme Court last week said no, he could get rid of it. But that was more a kind of a legal argument because they're only using it for a handful of people now anyway. It's the other measure you talked about, Title 42. This all sounds kind of wonky, but what it is, public health measure that allows the Border Patrol to just bounce people back out of the country, no hearing, no asylum, no nothing, because of the pandemic. Well, this administration kept that in place, but they've been trying to get rid of it. They've been shrinking it every month. They use it against fewer and fewer illegal aliens. It's going to go away at some point soon. And what that means is the number of these so-called encounters, the number of illegal aliens at the border, is likely to double or more. That's on DHS's own estimates. So we're looking at, instead of 2 million illegal alien arrests a year, maybe 4 million, maybe 5 million on the worst case scenario. It's a complete unsustainable disaster.
Which, as you point out, and have so many times over the years, that's only the people that they encounter. And there are a whole lot more that just walk in scot-free, right?
Right. Yeah. Remember when who was it? It was the defense secretary said there's the known unknowns and the unknown unknowns.
Right.
Well, they in the Border Patrol jargon, they have a term called gotaways. And you would think, OK, that's just people who got past them. But it's actually people that they know about who got past them, people they have pictures of or they got the fingerprints of. And I mean, not footprints of. And yet they know they got away. There's like 700,000 of them each year. Those are people who aren't turning themselves in or trying to sneak in because they figure they wouldn't get let go. And then there's as you might say, unknown unknowns. In other words, the people who got past the Border Patrol and they don't have pictures or footprints of them. So this is a big problem. And the people who turn themselves in, you know, their family groups, they basically, the administration has told them they'll be let go. So you bring a kid with you and then, you know, it's your magic ticket into the U.S. They come across in big groups. That means that the Border Patrol has to strip all its agents off the border to deal with all of these people. Well, guess what happens when there's nobody watching the border? Cartels are moving dope. They're moving people that, you know, we really, really don't want to be sneaking across. It's not sustainable. I mean, our border is basically disintegrating, and this administration is just, they're okay with it.
It's amazing. Mark Kerkorian, Center for Immigration Studies, CIS.org. You do such a great job keeping up on this. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Yeah, we'll talk again soon. Yeah, that that's exactly the problem. And this, if you need to look any further, I don't know why, to the reason why the president's approval rating among Hispanics has dropped so sharply, people who are here legally don't like this either, because they did it the right way, and they're disgusted by what they see going on the southern border. That's playing a big role in all of this as well. Hey, quick break. We'll be back with In Other News with Sean in just a couple of minutes. Next hour, we will talk to a teacher who's walking away from her 20-year teaching career because she's so disgusted by what she's seen in her classroom. We'll be back in just a minute.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Happening.
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
And we have an update to yesterday's story about Metallica's 1986 heavy metal epic Master of Puppets going to the top of iTunes rock chart because it was used on the season finale of the Netflix series Stranger Things. The band has now responded, posting on Instagram, quoting, "The way the Duffer Brothers have incorporated music into Stranger Things has always been next level. So we were beyond psyched for them to not only include Master of Puppets in the show, but to have it as such a pivotal scene built around it. We were all stoked to see the final result. And when we did, we were totally blown away. It's so extremely well done. So much so that some folks are able to guess the song just by seeing a few seconds of Joseph Quinn's hands in the trailer. How crazy cool is that?" They go on to say, "It's an incredible honor to be such a big part of Eddie's journey and to once again be keeping company with all the other amazing artists featured on the show."
It has absolutely, and I say this with firsthand knowledge for my 14-year-old daughter, opened up the eyes of an entirely new generation to 80s music. That series, Stranger Things,
it's awesome,
has launched a lot of these young kids. Like, my daughter is playing things like Air Supply and Journey on my radio in my car.
Wow.
I know.
That
I know,
remix of Separate Ways is really cool.
Totally agree, Carl.
Well, every song sounded so different and was so unique, and that's why it was such good music.
This is the second time that Metallica, in season two, they used the Four Horsemen, so they'd already had a relationship with Metallica, so it was real easy for them to use a bigger hit this time.
I don't think it would have been a struggle even without that.
Yeah, probably not.
Well, after being eradicated last year, it seems the giant African land snail has returned to Florida.
Yay!
The invasive snail the snail measures 8 inches long. Yes, it has the shell. It was one was found north of Tampa recently that put Pasco County, after previously only being found across the state in the Miami area. Pasco County gets more rainfall, so as you can imagine, snails prefer that. Invasive species experts say the giant African land snail is a favorite of those who like exotic pets.
Ew.
Well, it can't be that hard to eradicate because they can't run.
Well, you bring up a good point.
Unlike the snakes that are all over the place down there, at least if you see one of these, They're not dangerous, and you shouldn't have any trouble catching it.
And it won't bite your leg.
That's right.
While we're in the animal kingdom, the Cheshire Zoo in England has a three-legged tortoise. This is so sweet. A three-legged tortoise they rescued from smugglers. Aww. It was found in a suitcase with 56 other endangered plowshare tortoises and sent to the zoo for rehabilitation. The zoo had put wheels on the reptile to help him get around, but have now fashioned a custom-made prosthetic stump where his leg had been. It is glued to the bottom of the shell. Now he's strong enough not to need the wheels. The tortoise is named Hope, although tortoises are notoriously known for not coming when called. So,
Or at all.
Yeah, but they will come for like a head of lettuce or something, right?
Something I've seen that. The giant tortoise at Grant's Farm, my daughter used to sit there and read to it because she said it looked bored.
That was very thoughtful.
She was a child.
How long does it take for a tortoise to get bored? Also, one more from the wild. It's not just people who experience arachnophobia, the fear of spiders. British researcher Daniela Rossler, let's credit her, she says some spiders are afraid of other spiders. So spiders themselves are afraid. Her paper about jumping spiders found the reason they jump is to get away from other spiders. When they were encountered, the species before or not, whether they've ever seen them, regardless of whether they're predators. I wonder if you hand them a slipper, do you think the spider would... Oh, and one more little thing. Yeah. California Governor Gavin Newsom's office clarifies a recent trip. He says his trip to Montana was for personal vacation and no state funds were used. Montana is on California's no travel list because of what they see as anti-LGBTQ law.
Missouri is not on that list, by the way.
Maybe he went to campaign for Liz Cheney. I mean, who knows why he was out there. Well, no, that would be Wyoming.
That
would
be
it?
Wyoming.
Yeah, he was
Montana.
Nearby. Yeah, not Montana. Sorry. More guns per capita in Montana than any other state in the nation.
And you know what? They catch bad guys. when a bad guy tries to get away, you shoot somebody in Seattle and you think, I'm going to go to Montana to get away. No.
Not a good idea.
They catch you.
Not at all. Claire McCaskill would hate that place. Hate it. Hey, coming up, we'll talk to Tony Salvatore. He's running for the second congressional district seat against Ann Wagner in the primary. That's coming up around 7:15. Stay tuned.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.